UCLA, Duke join growing list of coronavirus campus closures. By Tom Sikata on March 11, 2020. Universities around the country announced this week that they are shutting down their campuses in response to the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak, including UCLA and Duke. Some universities have told students that they should not return to campus for the rest of the semester. According to a report by CNN, universities and colleges around the country are shutting down their campuses in response to the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak. UCLA announced this week that it is shutting down campus through April 10. Students, however, will not be forced to move out as campus housing will remain open. Duke University announced this week that it is shutting down the campus effective immediately. Additionally, Duke courses will resume online when students return from spring break on March 23. Purdue University announced that it is shutting down the campus and beginning a transition to online courses. Purdue suggested that the campus could remain closed for the remainder of the semester. The University of California, San Diego, told students that classes will resume virtually on March 25 when students return from spring break. University officials also urged community members to cancel large gatherings of 100 people or more. Bucknell University announced this week that it is shutting down their campus for the rest of the semester. Bucknell officials told students that they must move out of their on-campus residential halls by March 17. Amherst College announced that classes would be canceled for Thursday and Friday of this week as administrators prepared to move classes online. The university said that all classes would move online after spring break to prevent further spreading of the virus. We know that many people will travel widely during spring break. No matter how hard we try to discourage it, a school official said in a statement. The risk of having hundreds of people return from their travels to the campus is too great. Columbia University canceled classes for Monday and Tuesday of this week before informing students that virtual learning would begin on Wednesday. One student at Columbia that was quarantined after exposure to the virus tested negative this week. However, the student will remain quarantined for 2 weeks. Princeton University announced this week that it will adopt virtual learning technology when students return from spring break on March 23. As for now, virtual learning will continue at Princeton through April 5. Breitbart News reported this week that the University of Washington shut down the campus in response to the viral outbreak. 50,000 students at the university will shift to virtual classrooms as the university considers a timeline for reopening. On Tuesday, Harvard told students to leave campus as a precautionary measure against the virus. Harvard classes will resume virtually on March 23. Breitbart News reported on Wednesday that students at the University of Dayton rioted after they were told to leave campus. The local police were forced to equip themselves with riot gear in order to efficiently respond to the students that were jumping on cars and throwing objects. Students around the country are panicking over decisions to shut down university campuses. Some students claimed that they could be homeless if they left campus. Others claimed that they would not have sufficient internet connection to participate in online courses. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.